from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. Egyptian state media reporting progress in negotiations for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. That's despite the fact that Israel says it sent no delegation to the talks. It comes as Israel's government prepares for an invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah and faces a lot of pressure to bring the remaining hostages held by Hamas home.
Well, there's frustration, there's anger on the streets of Tel Aviv. This is the movement pressuring the Israeli government to get a deal to get the hostages home. But a deal also depends on Hamas.
Israel hitting back at the Biden administration's opposition to an invasion of Rafah. A senior Israeli official telling me Israel will make its own decision.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. On the weekend away from his criminal hush money trial in New York, former President Trump fundraising in Florida.
The retreat bringing together more than 400 donors. Tickets priced from $5,000 to $25,000. With 6 months until Election Day, Trump needs a fundraising boost. The former president and Republican starting April with less than half the cash on hand of the Biden campaign and Democrats. And polls continue to show a tight race. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found President Biden and Trump even among registered voters.
ABC's Karen Travers. Clashes between dueling protesters as well as police on university campuses across the country continue.
Pro-Palestinian protesters remain defiant at the University of Chicago, rallying in the campus's quad area hours after being faced with a dueling protest.
USA! USA!
That's when people carrying American flags descended on the quad, confronting demonstrators. Tensions rising as scuffles ensued, eventually forcing campus police to step in.
ABC's Trey Ward, 25 demonstrators arrested at the University of Virginia Saturday night. You're listening to ABC News. Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, claiming victory for a third straight term at City Hall, a record.
It's truly an honor to be re-elected for a third term. And to do so with record levels of support from Londoners, with an increased margin of victory.
It was expected to be a close race, but Khan took in more than 1 million votes, handily securing victory over his opponent. The Federal Trade Commission now warning of a new wave of job scams targeting recent college grads.
The new scam, fake online job interviews. Con artists reeling in eager college grads. The FTC's Assistant Director of the Division of Marketing Practices, Katie Daffin.
There'll be a full virtual interview for the job, and everything will seem very believable. But at the end of the day, it's just scammers trying to get personal information or money from these students.
Including social security numbers and financial information supposedly for direct deposits. Daffin says if you're asked for that personal information in the interview,
that's a moment to put the brakes on.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
The government and Google making their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial in Washington. The trial before a federal judge who will decide that whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. The DOJ argues Google's propped up by anti-competitive practices, while the company says it offers a superior product. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.